Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Today through Thursday, we're going to end the show with a series of 10-minute explainers with an expert who will demystify some familiar but little understood concepts. And we're kicking off the series with the supply chain issues that we're currently experiencing. Maybe you've been waiting longer for packages or have missed your favorite pasta shape at the grocery store or have had trouble renting a car. But what's actually going on and what are some of the root causes? Here to make sense of all this for us is New Yorker staff writer Amy Davidson Sorkin. She's written about it in her piece in The New Yorker, The Supply Chain Mystery. Amy, welcome back to WNYC. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
Are shortages happening globally, and are all consumers impacted, or is this a United States thing?
It's not specific to the United States. It is. I wouldn't say it's happening in every single place in the world, but it's happening in a lot of places in the world. You know, the whole world has experienced COVID-19, and that has had an effect in different ways in different places. But it's also the fact that it's hard to separate out something that's happening here from something that's happening elsewhere. For example, a lot of the bottleneck on supplies in the US right now are happening at the Port of Los Angeles and Long Beach, which is right next to it, where there's basically a traffic jam of container ships. Those are coming from manufacturers in Asia, bringing things to the US. We can't get them unloaded fast enough, partly because there's a labor shortage at the ports, partly because there aren't enough truck drivers to get them away from the ports. That also means that those container ships aren't taking their goods, aren't taking other loads of cargo other places. They aren't getting them to whatever other country that they might be going to, or unloading things or loading things up at a port in Asia. So it's hard almost to figure out when we say, is it just here or is it just there? Because we're so interconnected. Any good that you could mention almost has an interconnected element to it. I mean, I just caught when I came on your discussion of babka, and I was thinking about that. Say you're a maker of babka and you can't get the exact chocolate that you want. You can't, it's harder for you to get your babka across the country because there's a shortage of truck drivers. There might be a shortage of truck drivers because of, you know, something that's a big aspect of this. There's as anybody who's tried to buy a used car or rent a car, there's a shortage of vehicles that's related to a chip shortage, which is related to factory closures in Asia, many of them because of COVID-19. You know, another aspect of it, though, is that there are a lot of other things that are disrupting our supply chains. For example, we've had some Hurricane Ida, or in the UK, Brexit. And it's hard sometimes to separate out exactly what is what, but the thing they have in common is the COVID era revelation of how fragile our supply chains are and how dependent they are on things that are happening in so many different places.
We should mention to our potential members that there is no babka shortage that's been documented.
This is absolutely
a rumor from Amy Davidson Sorkin. Is there one?
I will say that one piece of advice that people have is, you know, whatever we're experiencing now, there are worries that it's going to get more acute for the holiday season, you know, when people start buying. And if there is a one particular thing that you want, you know, that's might require some flexibility. You might need a cinnamon babka instead of a chocolate one. And I guess that's another way of saying that, you know, here in the US, we're not in a scarcity economy in the sense that our stores are empty. there's something there, but there's something very disconcerting about going into a store and seeing suddenly like every kind of one salad dressing is missing, because we're so used to the market being so responsive to us. Mm-hmm. And the idea that it's not operating, that there might be willing sellers and willing buyers, but something's not connecting them, is very disconcerting. It reminds us that these things are all a little more to us mysterious and breakable than we realize. And I mentioned the hurricanes, in some ways the supply chain disruptions we're seeing now are in a small way a prelude to what, you know, the climate crisis could bring. I should mention a big part of it, a shorthand for a lot of the supply chain issues, is also a labor shortage. The idea that you can't connect people who might not have jobs and the jobs that are empty. There's a lot of disagreement about why that is and how, what to do about it. How much of it is people still worried about the effects of COVID? Mm-hmm. How much of it is the fact that wages might be too low? You know, there was sometimes it's talked about as unemployment benefits being too high, but what that's really saying is that the gap between unemployment benefits and wages might be too narrow. Workplace.
It's a great way to put it.
Yeah, workforce participation has not recovered since to the level before COVID. The Wall Street Journal had a headline, 4.3 million missing workers. But what does that mean? Does that mean families can't find the childcare that they used to? Because the rate of labor force participation among women has fallen more than among men. Does it mean that people who have worked in jobs that have taken so much out of them during the pandemic, like in healthcare, education, deliveries, restaurants, are they looking for a different kind of work? Because just what you're paid isn't the only way you measure what you're valued or how you're valued.
Has to be the last, as we're out of time. But I'm glad we ended on that, because it's the too little discussed economic justice contributor to the supply chain shortage.
I ended up feeling that the real supply chain question is deciding how we want to live. And
Amy Davidson Sorkin explains stuff in The New Yorker, including her article out now, The Supply Chain Mystery. Amy, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.